Allah ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. Help one another. And everyone according to his level. And for the ulama particularly, if we don't speak out the truth, today ulama also feel that we must rather keep quiet, keep the peace. The mutawallis will tell, the prominent people in the town will tell the ulama, don't speak of controversies and all that. Just let the evil carry on. Don't speak about the truth. All wrong food is coming in the market. All junk food and this modified one. All that, but don't tell anyone. Just keep the peace. That we all say we must expose those people who are bringing that. But in lean people who are doing wrong, we say no, you don't cause friction. Mustn't upset anyone. Deen is the most important. Speak about, tell the people. Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when I heard people are criticizing me, I made Allah shukr. It means I'm speaking the truth. As long as you don't speak the truth, people will just be praisers. He's a very pleasant Maulana. He doesn't speak against anyone. Not against shaitan, not against the Jews, not against anyone. He's at peace with everyone. So we want that. With the haram, how can we keep quiet about it? Any person who got the least bit of sense, how can we keep quiet about the haram? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allahu Akbar. For the evil, if we aided it in the least way, so much so that there was something organization, according to those days, those people who just provided the ink and ink pots, a small insignificant thing, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be put into coffins of iron and thrown into Jahannam. Because they supported the wrong. And they didn't speak about the right. And today we keep quiet. We don't speak. How much wrong is carrying on? Islam is being distorted. Islam is being destroyed. Islam is being promoted on video, on films. On the shaitan box, Islam is being promoted. And being spread in that way. And we keep quiet. Islam, men and women are mixing. And openly, panel discussion, we go and teach in the madrasa class, boys and girls sitting together. In the schools, boys and girls sitting together. And it means nothing to us. We're destroying Islam. We go and perform a nikah, where we know there are photos being taken. We know that the people are mixing. And what we say, we are doing damage control. That as much as we can, we're trying to control it. We cause the fire and then we say make damage control. Control the damage. It is our duty, especially not only the ulama, kullukum ra'i, each and every one is responsible. Man ra'a minkum munkaran. Whoever sees any wrong, it is his duty that he stops it according to his capacity. If you're an ordinary person, don't go and tell, come here on the mimbar and tell the people. That's not your work. Leave that for the imam. But in your house, it's your work. Kullukum mas'oolun ar-ra'iyyatihi. Everyone will be questioned about his herd. And we never speak. We can't tell our wives today. We can't tell our daughters when they are doing wrong. It is our duty, according to our jurisdiction, where we have to speak the truth. Don't hide it. And many people say that there will be differences. But don't let the differences go into arguments and fights. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had differences with the Quraysh who didn't want to accept Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. So he didn't, and Allah didn't tell him that don't let your differences go into arguments. Differences went into jihad and war, where the kuffar were killed and sent to Jahannam. The Muslims got martyred and went to Jannah. The warfare took place, jihad took place. So a mu'min must stand for deen, and Allah has made these differences to come about, to see who is it who will stand for the truth and who is it who will keep quiet. If you got an exam paper and there is a question that is asked, that when did the 1820 settlers come to the Cape? And then you are given options to answer 1820 or 1850 or 1890. Now still people get confused. The question is asking you, when did the 1820 settlers come to the Cape? And you said, now if there was only one answer, 1820, then it's not an exam also. And so if there are no differences between the people, but when there are differences, now see who is right and wrong. It's every individual's duty to see, who am I following? In the dunya's things, we see carefully, who is this, who wants to make this deal with you? We don't want a con man to come here. And then he cons us and he rips us with millions. He rips us with all things. We are careful. For deen, we don't worry. We say, let everything entertain everyone in our masjid also. Whoever wants to come, and they bring all their filth and dirt here in the masjid, even if Hindus want to come in with their bhajan and all those things, let them also come. And the Shias want to come, let them also come. And the Barelvis want to come, let them also come. Let all come. Who allows that in his house? We allow something like that in our house. Well, we allow drug addicts to come in our masjid and have their programs here and advertise and sell their drugs. Much more worse than drugs is the evil of spoiling the aqidahs and the practices of the people. Their sunnahs are being trampled and bidat is being promoted, and that we keep quiet about. It is our duty, it is our bounded duty that we stand up. And differences there will be. Allah has made it like that. And why? Allah wants to see who will stand for my sake for the truth. And who will want to keep quiet and keep peace with even shaitan. And make peace with everyone. Make peace with shaitan also. No, that is not the case. So, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Remember, you can please the people, you can pass your life, that you are a very good molisaf. He never even forget killing a fly. He never chased the fly away also. And he never told anyone you are doing wrong. He just, his children didn't learn sabak, he didn't tell anyone. He gave them sweets, you didn't learn sabak. Everything he's giving, and he's not doing any, didn't tell anyone, this is wrong what you are doing. That is wrong. Everyone, he said, very good, very good. What will happen in the qabr? The benchmark is not this dunya and pleasing people. We have to please Allah. We have to see what will happen to us in the qabr and in akhirah. So be very careful who we are following. People who want us to have with peace everyone, or people who want us that we must follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a bayan. And in the bayan, the sahaba say, Zarafat minhal uyun. Tears were flowing from everyone's eyes. Wajilat minhul qulub. Hearts were trembling. A very effective bayan. Sahaba say, oh Allah's Rasul, it looks this is your final sermon, your final parting advice. Give us some special advice. Among the advisors, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Taraktukum alal bayda. I've left your people, I've purified your religion. A pure, clear religion. Layluha kanahari. The night of the day of that religion is like the day. In other words, no dark spots, no gray areas, clear areas, clear, clear. Al halalu bayyinun, wal haramu bayyinun. Halal is clear, haram is clear. So follow the correct path. So such a clear religion. Addu alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al khulafai rashidin. Follow my sunnat and the sunnat of the khulafai rashidin. And Abdu Aleha bin Nawajis, hold firmly onto the Sunnah. Don't go onto modern things. Don't promote the things of the West. Don't promote the things of the enemies of Islam. Promote our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he sacrifices. What he sacrifices for the deen. And today we are destroying the deen of them. The Sahaba, oh, what great sacrifices. And the whole annals of Islam. People have given great sacrifices. Blood for this deen. Actually, blood they gave for the deen to flourish and come about. Today we are trampling and destroying the deen by keeping quiet, by pacifying and promoting the evil and the wrong. Allah give us guidance. And remember, every one of us has to die. And when we go in the qabr, we will be according to our actions there. And we have to live our life, not how people want, not how my nafs. I also can live nicely, all of us, make peace with everyone, tell everyone whatever haram is also carrying on, it doesn't matter, man. Things are like that, that's how the world goes, just carry on. What in the qabr, what will happen? And we're going to be in the qabr, ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah. And then will be the day of Qiyamah, which will be khamsina al-fasana, 50,000 years long. Then we'll have to cross Pul Sirat, 1,500 years, then we won't be able to make a decision. Either we'll be put to Jannah or we'll be put to Jahannam. And that will be forever. So it's not a matter of our 60, 70 years of this dunya. It is a matter of our eternal life of the Akhirah. May Allah make me all of us understand. And let us understand our deen, our responsibilities and our duties. And what we are here for, we are not here to build mansions and houses like Fir'aun and Haman. And we are not here to live it up like the kuffar and just live a careless life like the animals. We are here for a mission and a purpose. We are here for the deen of Islam, to make our akhirah, to make the deen of Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.